Now I'm standing here, yeah, I found my light. Turn my pain into purpose. Now I shine so bright. All the scars that I carry made
me. What's up, everyone? How are you doing? Thank you so much for joining me. Looking forward to spending some time with you. I hope you're doing amazing. Listen, just a reminder straight off the bat, don't forget that you are amazing, okay? You're here to live your dreams, not your fears. And I'm here to remind you of that all the freaking time. My name is Luke Mindpower. I'm a motivational speaker, a life coach. I'm the host of the Luke Mindpower podcast. I have over 4 million followers on social media from my communities through Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, Threads. The list can go on with all these bloody social media platforms. I like dancing around everywhere, making content, making you smile, uplifting your energy. I also run online coaching programs called Speak and Transform, which is about speaking and becoming a better communicator, growing confidence. That's what I started with. That's helped me, what has helped me to become who I am, as well as a group coaching program that helps you to find your purpose, build self-confidence, self-love, and completely transform your life. It's called the Superpower Mastermind. And if you want to listen to the song of the Superpower Mastermind, it's called Awaken Your Power. You can find it on YouTube, Spotify, all streaming platforms. And that song actually has gone bonkers right now. When I say bonkers, I mean like, let me just tell you exactly what's going on right now. So if I go and check the Awaken Your Power song, where is it? It's right over here. I'm waking up, I'm feeling now. 1.6, so 1,600 posts on TikTok so far, which is incredible. So thank you so much for everyone who listens to Awaken Your Power. And let me just confirm the listens, Awaken Your Power on Spotify. Let's have a look at Luke Mindpower. 21,239 people have listened to Awaken Your Power, or 21,000 times people have listened to that song. I started this about 3.5 weeks ago, Luke Mindpower as an artist on Spotify, and I've already had 8,596 monthly listeners. So I just want to take a moment as well to say thank you so much for listening, for tuning in, because once upon a time I did have a dream of like sharing music, creating music, and it's definitely a blessing to be able to create music and for so many of you to be listening already. So one thing I've definitely noticed is that, you know, with the music, I got really into it, really invested into it, you know, and this is a big lesson for all of us. Sometimes we try to bite off more than we can chew. And the one thing we have to learn is that micro wins create macro results. Okay. Maybe I can write that on the board here. Can you see me? Sure. I'm just going to write micro wins. Micro wins create macro results. I know maybe you can't see that, but I'm in the classroom and I'm here to teach, okay? Funny enough, we did a live webinar on Sunday, the 31st of May, and I've never used my whiteboard. And basically what I was doing on the whiteboard was I was sharing a strategy that I use to help you discover your purpose, to help you to build self-confidence, to help you to get yourself back into your power, awaken your power. That's what this is about. So for those of you watching, maybe you're watching on a replay as well, in the description of this live feed, or you're watching this on a replay, you'll see a link. And that link is going to give you the ability to apply to work with us in our Superpower Mastermind if you're looking for your purpose, confidence. You want to overcome some sort of pain or dysfunction or, you know, dissatisfaction in life. What do you do when you're just not where you want to be? Do something about it. That's what you do. Okay. So learn more, click the link, apply to work with us. And let me tell you, within the next 4 weeks, you'll figure out what the fuck's wrong and your life will completely change. Okay. Best thing I ever did was invest in having a coach that I could speak to, that I still speak to, that gives me direction on where I need to go next. You know what I mean? So before I keep moving forward, I'm just going to share this stream into the Dream Chasers, but also just make sure that you guys actually can see me and hear me. It says we are streaming. Unable to connect. Why? Sending data. Let's see. unable to connect to my personal Facebook page, but everywhere else it's okay. Let me go to Luke Mindpower, and I'll send Luke Mindpower into the Dream Chasers, because I know there's probably some Dream Chasers in our community. And you know what I'm going to do, guys, as well? I've actually been... I am actually, here we go, into a group. Yes, Dream Chasers, there we go. Let's post into the Dream Chasers. I'm actually creating a song for our Dream Chasers community. So if you are part of the Dream Chasers, well, get ready, because I am creating a song for the Dream Chasers. And guess what it's called? It's called Dream Chaser. So super excited to share that with you very, very, very soon. I wonder where everybody's tuning in from. Let us know in the comments right now. If you're watching live, I would assume that you're watching on YouTube as well. In fact, I'm going to come on YouTube just so I can check everyone and see what's going on. There are some people joining on YouTube as well. Fantastic. If you're in the comments, what's up, guys? Let us know where everybody's tuning in from. You're on YouTube, you're on Facebook, wherever you're tuning in from, let us know in the comments, whereabouts are you? And what I want to really focus on right now is anyone who is struggling with self-doubt. If you're struggling with a challenge in your life, because I mean, the truth is we all have different problems. We all have different challenges. That's part of life, you know. What we need to do is kind of get comfortable, which is very uncomfortable, but it's kind of getting comfortable with the fact that we all have challenges. And what we have to get comfortable with is realizing that we're always trying to solve a problem. There's always something going on every day that we need to find a solution for. And that's what life really is. It's problem solving. And, you know, I need to just like introduce you to someone, because this little bonky, she is such, yeah, say hi, Toffee. Say hello. You're like, what's going on here? How you going, everyone? Hello. She's like, my daddy is Luke Mindpower, so leave me alone, all right? I'm just like chilling out, relaxing. Look, there she is. Toffee is such a blessing in our life, and she brings so much joy. When you're having a stressful day or whatever, you cannot not look at her and smile or pick her up. And it's quite funny, because she changes your mood instantly. How many times have you been in a situation where you're really frustrated or you're triggered or you're annoyed or whatever, but all of a sudden you have a bird or a dog or a cat or something that brings you joy, and you just like can't help. Like I pick her up and like, hello, dog. You know, you talk to the dog like it's a fucking little child, you know, and it's like, hello, you little bookie. And you like grab her, like, you little, I call it like a little jijushunka, right? Which is like a little jijush is a, in Polish, jijush is like a baby, right? And so I extended it and I changed it to little jijushunka. And so when I pick her up, you know, it's like, my wife is worse though. My wife is more like, she has this aggressive love, you know, and I thought I'm bad, you know, I'm like, little cutie, you know, but my wife is like 10 times worse. But yeah, it's funny how, you know, when you're not in the best mood or you're stressful, having a stressful day, having a moment, whatever it is, it's, and let me know if you can relate. If you can, let me know in the chat. But yeah, it's interesting, because all of a sudden, instantly, you cannot be angry with this animal. You just can't, you know, like they're too cute. Too cute. Like, and you're just like, oh my gosh, like, how can I be angry and upset? So pretty amazing, like change. Anyway, that in terms of your mood, right? So listen, guys, I want to make the most of our time here. I know I've kind of digressed and stuff, but what I'm doing here, okay, this is what I was sharing. This is my model. It's called a genius model, and it's exactly what I help people do in terms of finding their purpose, building self-confidence. It's the program that I have, which is Superpower Mastermind, it's called, okay? And basically, this is the model that we use to help you actually discover your purpose. But most importantly, what we're really doing, guys, is we are figuring out through these sections here. So I'm just going to read them out so you can understand what we're talking about. Okay. So basically, we got accountability, your environment, self-love, attracting healthy relationships, self-doubt, self-worth, mindset, relationships, self-confidence, and communication. Okay. All of these components, elements, pieces of the puzzle. And then inside the middle of this genius model, this is called peace, love, and freedom. Okay. So what we're really doing is we're starting from the outside. Okay. And if my business coach is watching me, he would be very proud of me because he was the one that taught me this shit. And the way that I explain it is I guess I never explained it like this before. And because of him, I've been inspired by how he presents and how he shows everything. So I'm able to do the same thing, right? But you know, you're always working from the outside in. Okay, so you got accountability, environment, self-love, attracting healthy relationships, self-doubt, self-worth. In order for you to get to peace, love, and freedom, you've got to come from the outside first. You don't get fucking confidence and inner peace and transforming your mind and having that love in your life straight away. You have to come from the outside. And why does it have to come from the outside? Well, because we've got to figure out, like, what is the problem? Like, what's the dysfunction? What is the misalignment? Why are we not moving forward towards our destiny? What are we doing wrong? Right? So as soon as you look at, am I accountable? What's my environment like? Do I love myself? And if I really do love myself, why the fuck am I not living my best life? And so what we did yesterday in Mind Power Live is we realized that self-love, because you got attracting healthy relationships, self-doubt, self-worth, and you go, well, what are the main two? And I'll tell you straight away, I'm not going to waste your time. If you're listening to right now, even if you're not watching right now and you're listening on audio on Spotify or Apple, doesn't matter. I'm going to tell you, okay, this is the genius model. And the two most important parts is self-love and self-doubt. Okay. After working with over 1,000 people, being on sales calls and speaking to people and helping people join our coaching program, these are the two areas that always come up for people. It's like, okay, let's have a look at your model. Okay, wow, it's all red there and it's all red here. What do you think is really blocking you with self-love? Why are you struggling with that? And then it's like, well, because this is what happened to me when I was a child. And when I was 15, I got bullied a lot. And now I doubt myself, right? And then self-doubt comes in and it's like, well, why is that all red? What do you think's blocking you with self-doubt? It's like, well, it's kind of the same thing that I said in self-love. And I kid you not, guys, this is the same thing that I hear so often, right? It's like, what is blocking you with self-doubt? Why are you doubting yourself? Well, it's exactly what I said with self-love. I was bullied. I was taken advantage of. I was disrespected. I was told to shut up. I felt like I never had a voice, right? So then we went a little bit deeper with self-doubt and we said, well, if self-love is connected to self-doubt and self-doubt is connected to self-love, if self-doubt, and see, guys, this is not even kind of course I created this in terms of how to understand like all these different parts of what we need to work on and fix. But it was through my own research, it was through my own experiences with working with so many people and getting on calls, this is part of like my online coaching business. It's like, get on a call with Luke, speak to Luke, go through this process. And then as I've done this over the last 5 years since 2021, like I've heard the same thing. So I'm telling you what I've been listening to, what everyone keeps telling me. And so from that, I'm learning that, oh my goodness, like everyone, this is the common denominator. Everyone with self-doubt has self-doubt because of the lack of self-love. Isn't that crazy? The lack of self-love creates self-doubt. But how did we get to a point where we lacked self-love? Great question. How did we get to the point where we lack self-love? So what we came to a conclusion yesterday with all the amazing people in our live Mind Power Live webinar was that, oh my goodness, like what happened here is the most important thing, the self-love. The relationship with ourselves, how we think of ourselves, how we feel about ourselves, which just comes from how we think, because how you think about yourself transpires into your energetic body, because your thoughts are energy. And when you ruminate on your thoughts, whatever they are, you become your thoughts. Just like Earl Nightingale said, you become what you think about. But where does the thinking actually come from? Well, the thinking comes from your experiences that you consistently have over time. So if you continuously have a negative experience, if you continuously have people bullying you, telling you to shut the fuck up, telling you that no one wants to listen to you, not giving you a space to feel heard, supported, loved, or just express yourself, well, guess what the fuck's going to happen over time? You are going to find yourself not loving yourself, thinking very low of yourself, not thinking very highly of yourself, and feeling unheard, not accepted, not a part of the team. And a part of our innate nature, as we are emotional beings, is we want to feel included. If you're listening right now, ladies and gentlemen, and you have not shared this live, share it all over your Facebooks, on your YouTubes, on your Spotifys, on your Apple. Share the love and spread this message to more people, because they need to wake up to their greatness, okay? Because this is part of our innate nature, of our human essence. We want to feel connected. We want to feel included. We want to be a part of the tribe. And many of us, that didn't happen for us. That didn't happen for us at all. And so what's happened? We are left feeling disconnected, rejected, not loved, not seen, not supported, unlovable. Oh my goodness, unlovable. Anybody ever felt unlovable? Let us know in the chat. Unlovable. Man, that was me. I felt unlovable for some time. What's wrong with me? Why don't people want to be? Why does the girl want to be with me? Why going through these relationships? And I did. I felt unlovable. Then I started questioning myself. What's wrong with me? Right? And again, this is what happens. The world will continue to tell you what you should think about yourself. And it's up to you to decide, oh my God, so am I unlovable or are these... The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, the truth is, it's not that you are unlovable. It's that they are not the right people for you. Simple as that. Okay? Simple as that. And if you continue to allow whoever you're allowing to dictate to you and to program you that you are not lovable, guess what? You will continue to go against yourself, because you will always be trying to please them, to prove to them that you are worthy of their love. Okay? And that, ladies and gentlemen, that is where you go through a disaster. Okay, you keep creating this war with yourself that you want to prove yourself to people who you don't have to prove yourself to. Because those people who are not meant for you will never love you the way that you're supposed to be loved, because they don't know how. And all that the people around the world are telling you is that you have to take your power back and you have to learn to love yourself. And that is the solution, and that is the secret. So inside the Superpower Mastermind, guys, which if you're watching right now, you can look at the description. There's an application form. You can click on the form to apply to work with us and to go through the Superpower Mastermind, because this is going to all turn. So we have three different colors. We've got red, blue, and green. So when you go around this and you color it in, you're going to go, wow, what color am I for accountability, environment, self-love, attracting healthy relationships, self-doubt, self-worth? And most of the time, what happens is when I go through this with people who are struggling with anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, overthinking, self-doubt, people-pleasing, right? Codependency, traumatized from their childhood, being abused, rejected, all that shit. Majority of this, what color do you think it is? Red, blue, or green? Red is okay, blue is good, and green is world class. So a lot of percentage of the time, so like 80% of the time, guys, it turns out to be mostly red. And when you see that this is mostly red, you go, oh my goodness, there is work to do. There's work to do. And so it's up to you, ladies and gentlemen. Am I going to invest in myself? And am I going to put myself first? Am I going to say yes to my transformation? Am I going to work with Luke Mindpower, with his team, with the amazing Superpower Mastermind community because I'm ready for transformation? Or am I just going to keep doing the same thing that I've been doing, getting the same results and staying the same? This is a question. So on this, there's a description on this video. Whether it's above me or below in the description, there's a link. You can click the link and apply to work with us. Get on a call with our team so we can help you to understand what the process looks like so you can change your life once and for all, ladies and gentlemen. If you're watching on Spotify or Apple Music or Apple Podcasts or wherever you're tuning in from, in the description, you'll see the link. You can apply. And just to let you know, guys, that with a heavy, heavy heart, unfortunately, it's the 1st of June right now. This may be released. You might be listening to this on Spotify maybe in a week's time. Could be a week later, right? But anyway, regardless, June 2026, I'm always updating my podcast episodes, so it's okay. But this is the last month that I am the head coach of the Superpower Mastermind. Not because I don't love the Superpower Mastermind, not because I didn't create the Superpower Mastermind, because I did. It's a full transformational curriculum that helps you transform your mind, body, spirit, so that you can be you again, your true, authentic self, okay? You can fuck off all this bullshit that has caused you to live a dysfunctional life, all the trauma, suppressed emotions, all the toxic people. You will slowly, slowly, slowly regain your power, and that is where you start living a fulfilling life, okay? But if you're not willing to do the work and show up and take action, then you're going to have minimal results. I'm not saying that one-on-one therapy is not good. Go to your psychologist, go to your counselor, do that shit. But I'm telling you, when you really go deeper and you start actually doing homework and researching yourself on a deeper, like, this shit's fucked up. It's so fucking powerful. If you do it properly, you'll never be the same person again. And it's not about disconnecting from your true identity. It's about getting away from all the crap that's made you not be you, right? And how long does this process take? Your whole life will change in the first week. That's how good this shit is. You know? But also, you know what it is as well? You're listening to me. Okay? If you like listening to me, guess what? Imagine what's going to happen if you keep listening to me, learning from me, and getting access to all the video presentations and trainings and everything that's available inside the program. Like, all you're doing is listening to me. Screaming at you, going bing, ding, 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 this, that, ba, 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 ba. Like, this is the energy you want to be around. You want transformation, or do you want to sit there in fucking quiet and go, okay, so tell me about your last week. Tell me about your week. Oh, okay, what happened? Yes, okay, this and that. That's not fucking there. That could be good for some people, but if you want high energy, you want to raise your vibration, man, you got to fucking wake up. You know, there's a song that I remember when I used to go to church with my mom. And it was like, wake up from your slumber. I don't know where that song is. Someone sent it to me. It's from church, in Catholic church. And it said, wake up from your slumber. Some song like that. Awake from your slumber. Something like that. But that's what it is, guys. So many of us are fucking sleeping. And if you've had enough of fucking napping and you want to step into your greatness, surround yourself with that energy. So many of you guys are like, oh my God, I love his dancing. I love his dancing. That's called do the fucking work. Okay? I love his energy. I love his dancing. Do the fucking work. Okay? That's what this energy is. Okay? Islands in the stream. Okay? Islands in the stream. Oh my gosh, I wish I had that energy. It's called self-love, man. Okay? Get yourself some of this shit and you'll see what will happen to your life. Do the work on yourself. You are worth it. Okay? And you know what I've learned as well? So many people have said no to working with us because they've been programmed that they were not worthy of spending money on themselves. Fucking stupid. That's how fucked up we are. We've been through so much bullshit that we have lost ourselves because of what happened, that we've been programmed that we are not worthy of spending money on ourselves. Oh, that's disgusting. Who the fuck are they? Who are these people that say, you are not worthy. Let's spend all the money on other people, trying to please other people, do everything for other people. But when it comes to us, oh no, don't spend $1,000, don't spend $5,000, don't spend $10,000. I'm not worthy of spending money on myself. Man, you are worthy. You deserve you. You deserve your healing. You deserve your transformation. You deserve your sex, success. You deserve it. You deserve it. But you got to give it to yourself. Don't wait around for someone to give it to you. You're the one that has to say yes. I'm going to do this for me. I'm going to say yes to me for once. I'm going to love me, man. Like, fuck, I want to make sure the rest of my life is the best of my life. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. You know? So this, you know, this people pleasing can fuck off with this shit. People pleasing. Who the fuck wants to people please? Well, why? But because we are broken children. We're looking for love. We're looking for love. Come and love me. If I do this for you, you will give me something back and I will feel worthy, won't I? Because if you see me, oh my goodness, thank you so much for this and thank you so much for that, right? We're just broken children. We're broken fucking adults, really, still carrying all the trauma and the shit from when we were kids, looking for love. And looking for validation and looking for people to see us. And what else? Yes, whoever said that. Included. I told you this. Included. Why included? Because I told you the innate nature of your essence as a human being, emotional being, is to feel connected. And when you don't feel connected, well, let me give you some more. Let me people please. Let me do things for others so that I feel included. Am I making sense? Do you understand? So what is it? Well, I'm a part of the tribe. Oh, now I feel included. Now I'm part of the tribe. Now I feel connected because, well, I'm doing things for you and you're seeing me and validating me. Fantastic. Now I feel enough. And that's all it comes down to, feeling enough. Imagine you didn't have to people please. Imagine you could believe in yourself. You could show up for yourself. Imagine you could love yourself. Imagine you could say yes to yourself. Imagine you could do what you wanted to do. And whatever people thought of you, they thought. But it never stopped you from doing what you wanted to do. And even though you may feel guilty at the beginning, oh my goodness, what are people going to think? Oh my gosh, I'm going to lose my friends. And that's what we think. We're like, oh, I'm going to lose people if I start showing. Good. Who gives a shit if you lose people? At least you don't lose yourself. What's better, losing your fucking self, trying to make people happy, or fucking finding your power, discovering your purpose? Building confidence in yourself and knowing your worth, you know? I think that's the most beautiful journey that you can be on, is that when you start evolving, you start to learn who the real people in your life are. Because the truth is, real people, genuine friendships, family members, all those people, the real ones, I've learned, they stick around. The real ones genuinely actually want you to fucking win. You know, at the beginning, it's a bit challenging when you start transforming, changing, believing in yourself, loving yourself, all that shit, right? Because they're a bit skeptical. And I got to tell you, my parents were freaking skeptical. They're still a bit iffy when I swear and shit because they're like, you know, I go to church on Sunday. I read the Bible. I love Jesus Christ. I follow Jesus, all that. But then I'm a machine when I'm on my podcast. When I do this shit, man, I'm a different beast. You know, but it's all good, man. I'm here to just help you awaken to your power and to come back to the truth of who you are before the world fucked you up. You know, and that's part of the scripture. You know, so I'm a little bit of a controversial figure when it comes to faith and when it comes to preaching and motivational speaking, ladies and gentlemen. So forgive me for being a bit extravagant. You know, But I love me, you know what I mean? I love me so much, and I know that Jesus is working through me somehow. This is a bit of a different way, okay? Holy Spirit is working through me, Okay. But ladies and gentlemen, this is where your power is. You know, understand what's blocking you, understand the genius model, understand these areas of accountability, environment, self-love, attracting healthy relationships, self-doubt, self-worth, mindset, relationships, superpowered confidence, communication. Understand those areas, and that's the first step to going, wow, now I know what's going on. Now I know what I need to work on. Okay, where's the system to do the work? That's the next question. Now, you can go and find the system yourself and go and do some research, go onto YouTube and all that kind of stuff, or you can come and work with us in the Superpower Mastermind. And you can say, oh my gosh, Luke, what's your program? Let me get access to it. And all you need to do is click the link on the description in this video and you can speak to my team and we will give you more information about what it looks like to work with us, okay? Fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you. Put your hands in the air for yourself. Give yourself a round of applause for showing up. Yes, 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 yes. Wherever you are, make sure if you're driving, you keep your hands on the steering wheel. No clapping while you're driving, okay? If you're on a bike and you listen to the podcast, keep your hands on the steering wheel. Keep going. That's okay. I'm clapping for you. All right? Amazing, guys. Thank you so much for being here with me. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or some other audio platform, I encourage you to go find this on YouTube and watch this episode so you can watch it live through video. And the thumbnail on YouTube is called How to Find Your Purpose, okay? Because this process in the Superpower Mastermind, this coaching program I created in 2021, is how you find your purpose, okay? And how you change your life. Guess what? I'm sending you so much love, and I hope that you keep enjoying Luke Mindpower music, Luke Mindpower podcast, everything from Luke Mindpower. You can find me on my YouTube channel. You can search me as an artist on Spotify. And thank you so much for listening to my music and being here with me today. I'm sending you so much love, blessings. I'm praying for you. Don't give up, and I'll catch you on the next episode.
Now I'm standing here. Yeah, I found my light. Turn my pain into purpose now. I shine so bright. All the scars that I carry made me who I am.